Welcome to Motherhood from the Brain, a podcast guiding moms of preteen girls on how to navigate emotional challenges that are not addressed in school. We share real stories, expert advice, and brain-based methods for handling tough moments. Discover insights to create a deeper connection with your preteen and improve your motherhood journey. Let's tackle the uncharted territory of parenting together. Hosted by professional certified coach, Esther Babazi.
Welcome back to the Motherhood and the Brain podcast. I think we are on episode number 15 today. I mixed up these numbers on the last episode, but I think this is episode number 15. I just want to state that I am not a psychiatrist or psychologist or any other licensed mental health professional. I am just your next door mother, your next door mom, sharing what has helped me improve my emotional, mental, physical well-being on this journey of motherhood. In today's episode, I am going to talk about how, as mothers, it's so easy for us to get swept up in the whirlwind of everyday chaos. We are juggling work, we are juggling at-home responsibilities and anything in between. We do not even stop to look up and see what is it that we are actually doing. So sometimes in the midst of all that, we sort of lose ourselves. We end up doing things just because that is what everyone else seems to be doing, or that is how things are supposed to be, even if what we are doing does not really align with who we are or what we want. But what if we flipped the script? What if we stopped and really, I mean really, thought about why we are doing what we are doing? I can hear you already wondering, huh? What? Yeah. Why do we feel the way we do about motherhood? Is it because it's truly what's best for us and our families? Is it because this is what is expected of us? Is it because we are doing what our parents did, what we grew up doing, and we think this is the way things are supposed to be? So I give this a lot of thought, and I actually do give it a lot of thought ever since I came to this realization. And I've come to realize that there is no one way, right way, to do this motherhood thing. Because every family is different, every family has different needs, and the people in the families are different. We all have our own values, strengths, and quirks. So by taking a step back and reflecting on our experiences, we give ourselves the power to forge our own path. So maybe it's time we started questioning the status quo, setting some boundaries, reaching out for help when we need it, and even trying out some new approaches to motherhood. Because at the end of the day, embracing this journey of self-discovery can lead to a happier, more authentic version of motherhood for all of us. So this brings me to the reason for today's episode. When we think about family traditions, often the image of gathering around the dinner table comes to mind in many families. It's time for connection, conversation, nourishment, both physical and emotional. But what happens when life takes unexpected turns and these norms or traditions are challenged? I grew up in a home where dinner time was the highlight of our day. We had modest means, but dinner time was kind of sacred. We shared our day and exchanged stories over dinner time. That is when we all came together, because in the morning, everyone was rushing to go to their thing. But when we came back home, we kind of all gathered and we looked forward to that. We caught up with each other. So naturally, when I became a mom myself, I eagerly anticipated continuing this little tradition with my own children. And as they started growing, their schedules shifted. Our tastes went in different directions, and the simplicity of family dinners became a source of struggle, at least for me, rather than comfort. Our son started soccer practice, which meant that dinner time had to be pushed like an hour or maybe 2 hours later. And we have a daughter who is very picky. She has very picky eating habits, and her picky habits led me to feel tension around the dinner table. I found myself struggling, thinking I had failed, because I was convinced that I was falling short as a mother. And when I felt that I was falling short, I felt even more disconnected from my children, because you have probably read and heard and seen many of the child experts. They say dinner time is important for the bond of the family, all those things. So when our dinner time was no longer happening together, I struggled with that. I tried to move it around to make sure we ate together. I tried to move it around 1 hour later, 1 hour before, 2 hours later, and it did not work. And I struggled. I cannot even put into wording how much I struggled. I struggled with that because I thought I was doing something wrong. I was failing my children. I was failing as a mother. We were losing precious family bonding time because I grew up in that. So I internalized that as that is something I had to do. Coupled with the parenting books, many parenting books out there. Not all of them, but the ones that I have read, many parenting books, and many of them say that that is an important time. And maybe it is for some. But the thing is, I struggled a lot because of the kids' schedules and our daughter's eating habits. And I made it mean that there was something wrong with me, I was failing them, all those things. So, as we do, I got a lot of coaching on this one. And I mean a lot. And it took my brain a while for me. We call it wiggle space. It took my brain a while to get wiggle space, for me to see things in another way, for me to see things from another perspective. And after a lot of coaching and doing inner work, I was able to embrace the opportunities for connection that presented themselves in the everyday moments, not only at the dinner table. Because what I found was the bond of family goes beyond the boundaries of a dinner table. When I released the idea that a dinner table was the only bonding time, I found ways to bond. For example, when driving our son to soccer practice, we had a lot of conversations on different things. We talked a lot, and I don't know about you, but what I hear and what I am seeing is the boys, they don't talk so much, but somehow, somewhere, maybe because we are not looking at each other, like looking at each other when we are driving, we got to share a lot of things. And while driving my daughter to her different extracurricular activities as well, we talked a lot. We talked a lot during the times they came home from the soccer practice and my daughter's activities. Like, we found all these moments. And the only reason I was able to find those moments was when I released the idea that bonding time had to happen around the dinner table. I realized that forcing my children to conform to an idealized image of family meals would only breed resentment and discord. Once I let go of how I should do this and that, how my kids should do this and that, and just embraced how my family was, something amazing happened. I felt free, like I could really be myself, and my bond with my children not only got stronger, but it got more real. For some families, for many families out there, dinner time is their bonding moment. And that is okay, and that is very good, and that is excellent. But if you are in the other families that do not have bonding time over dinner, do not beat yourself up. It is okay. What you have to do is look around for other moments during the day that you can find special bonding time. My brain was telling me dinner was the ultimate bonding time. But I know for a fact that there are families that sit together at the dinner table and eat quietly without talking to each other. Also, because my child has picky eating habits, I had taken that to mean something about me. Maybe my cooking was bad. Maybe I was a bad mother. Maybe I was failing her. Because like we have been trained to think that maybe children have to eat dinner time and it's good to have a dinner meal. But I don't think it is no longer helpful for anybody if it becomes a source of struggle. And through coaching, I was able to see that my child actually ate food. Because when she comes back home from school, she's usually home at 2, latest maybe 2:15. When she comes home, she makes herself some snacks and some healthy food. And like she's full when the rest of us come home. What I can do or what I have been doing is making sure we have the healthy food available for her to eat when she comes home from school. So by letting go of my need to strictly follow tradition, I realized how important it is to be flexible and adapt in my family life. Maybe my experience can remind you that real connections aren't tied to rules or norms, but real connections thrive in genuine moments of being there for each other and understanding one another. Don't beat yourself up. Just sit and see what is working for you, what can work for you. Because what we do as moms, because this is how our brain is, like the human brain is good at comparing. That is like some of its job. We can't remove our brain from comparing. It compares. But what we can do is say, what I really do is tell the brain, okay, brain, noted, thank you, but I'm not doing that. We are doing this today. Oh, that is very beautiful, but we are not doing that. Like, find a way to carve out what works for you and your family. What works for you as the mother does not necessarily have to be the same thing that works out for Molly from the PTA. Because unless we have this awareness, we are always going to feel pain. And then we think motherhood is a source of pain for us. But it is because of what we think. It is because we don't know what we are thinking, what is circulating in our brains. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you again next week. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Your time means the world to us. If you found this episode valuable, we would be immensely grateful if you could spare a moment to visit Apple Podcasts and share your thoughts through a review. Your feedback plays a vital role in helping fellow moms discover our podcast and enrich their own motherhood experiences. Take care and bye for now.